A football sits in the mud. A man in a red jersey picks it up.
That's my dad, Dan Anderson. He plays for the Washington Redskins. In college, he won the Heisman Trophy, and everybody thinks he's a big hero. Well, not everybody.
All right, class, this is...
That's my mom, Sarah Anderson. She thinks my dad's a big dork. She teaches art history at schools all around the city. She paints pictures, she cooks, she cleans. She helps me with my homework.
A boy in glasses sits next to Sarah.
That's me, working on my long division. And that skank at the other side of the table, that's my big sister, Annette.
She sticks out her tongue.
He was depending on you. No. No. All the other fathers will be there. He'll be the only one without his dad.
It seemed like Mom and Dad were always mad at each other.
You're never here.
Mom thought Dad had it made. Traveling around the country, going to parties, fancy hotels. And all he had to do was play some dumb game.
Dan lies on his back in the mud.
And Dad thought Mom spent all day painting little pictures of daisies.
Dan! Forgot again!
Sarah, with curlers in her hair, pulls the trash cans down the long drive.
Hey!
She stands at the road and waves her arms. The trash truck drives out of sight.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, things were pretty bad. And then they got worse. Then they got weird. Then they got really weird.
These facts, Dan. You're 38 years old. In your prime, you were something to see, but now you're just a liability.
Man, I'm the best quarterback you got. And I ain't never been in better shape, man. I promise you, next year...
Who do you think you're kidding? You're blowing plays. You're not reading defenses. You're losing games. I don't like losing. And I don't like losers.
Man, you know what? You want to cut me? Fine, cut me. Matter of fact, I cut you. That's right, that's right. See, I'm only going to sign with another team that's more money for me.
You go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to go right ahead. And the next time you see me, it's going to be in the playoffs. I'm going to be dancing in the end zone.
That's right.
And we're going to see who the loser is.
Fine.
At the dinner table, Annette and the boy pick at their food and glance at each other.
You know you're really being selfish about this.
I'm being selfish? We moved 6 times in the last 4 years. We finally stayed somewhere long enough to make some friends, to put down some roots.
We talking about my career here.
What about my career?
Oh, your career. What, you paint little pictures of daisies? Woman, you do that anywhere.
It's just all about you, isn't it?
What do you want from me?
A little understanding, Dan.
Well, how about a little bit of that for me?
Understand? I'm just so tired of it. You're either on the road or at a camp or doing interviews. It's like we're not even a family.
One more year and I'm retired. Look, I'll take a job coaching college ball. How's that? I'll do a big old pot belly and a flat top haircut. Come on.
One more year?
One more year, Mother. That's it, I promise.
So where are we going this time?
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Words appear. Vivica A. Fox, David Alan Greer. Narrated by Roz Esposito. They drive across a bridge over the muddy water and see the high-rise buildings of New Orleans in a cloudy sky. Words appear. A saintly switch.
How come it's so hot out there?
Well, it's the South, son. The Big Easy. Hot and sassy, just like your mother.
That is so disgusting. Excuse you.
Excuse me. Now, as soon as we get settled, I figured we'd get us all some ice cream. How's that sound?
You know what? I don't want ice cream.
But what you want?
I want to go home.
Well, home is where we are, Noodles.
Dan points to a sign. Welcome to New Orleans, the city that care forgot. they pass a gateway that reads Armstrong. Al Waxman.
This here's where your daddy's gonna be scoring all those touchdowns.
Scott Owen Cumberbatch, Shadia Simmons, David Keeley. The blue-green SUV drives past a domed stadium. Annette and Sarah stare. Dan smiles. And Rue McClanahan as Aunt Fanny. They move through the narrow streets of the French Quarter with ornate metal-trimmed balconies on the 2- and 3-story buildings. Description written by Terry Grossman.
Hooray!
No, honey, it's a funeral.
Who died?
Annette?
Music by Terrence Blanchard. Film editor, David Baxter. A man in a dark suit carries a top hat and wears a gold sash. The band, pallbearers, and mourners follow on foot. Production designer, Susan Longmire. Director of photography, James Gardner. Boys play stickball on a wide sidewalk. Produced by Ian Patterson. Executive producer, Sally Hampton. Men sit on a bench at a bus stop in Jackson Square. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. Teleplay by Harris Orkin. Story by Sally Hampton. Directed by Peter Bogdanovich. They continue through the quarter. A man plays sax on the corner. Another tap dances. The boy sits up and stares at the dancer. Sarah notices and smiles. The dancer waves two fingers at the boy. He grins. The dancer tips his hat. On a residential street.
This house is, like, really old.
No, baby, see, this house is history. This house just has a sense of history, that's all.
You are history.
Girl, come on.
Dan leans to kiss Sarah.
No, you didn't.
She turns away. Layers of cobwebs are attached to the corners, banisters, and chandelier. A black bird perches on a leafless tree in a mural. Sarah brushes her arm as she passes a curtain. Dust covers the wooden floor.
This place gives me the creeps.
Creeps? What are you talking about? You're an Anderson man. We ain't afraid of nothing. See? The house doesn't need...
A ladder falls from the closet.
It's a ladder.
Sarah opens the French doors. In the kitchen, Sarah mops, Annette scrubs a table, and the boy washes the windows.
Ah! I saw a face!
What?
A great big old face!
Well, great, I agree with, but I beg to differ on big and old.
Big and old, big and old!
I'm Fanny Moyer, your neighbor next door.
Hi.
People call me Aunt Fanny, on account of I take care of all the babies around here. This is my friend Voltaire. Say bonjour, Voltaire.
Bonjour, Voltaire.
I'm Sarah Anderson. This is my son, Clark, and my daughter, Annette.
Hello.
Hi.
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 You heard you the first time.
Martha, I got to go.
Dan,
this
is our next-door neighbor.
Fanny Moyer.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am. Martha, I got a team meeting I got to get to.
Dan, how am I supposed to get this place together by myself? There's a lot of work to be done around here.
Well, you got Clark and Noodles here to help out.
Dan.
All right. I promise I'll be back as soon as I can.
I think you ought to know. She's mighty glad you're here.
Who?
Madame Campeau.
Who?
Well, this is her house. It was until she passed over. Been standing vacant ever since. 6 long years now.
How come nobody moved in?
Madame Campan was a mighty powerful sorceress, in touch with forces far beyond the bounds of human comprehension.
Clark and Annette dart their eyes toward each other.
Well, if I can ever be of assistance, please don't hesitate to call on me. Watch the children or whatever you might need. But until then, would you please accept this as a token? It will help to ward off evil and fill your lives with luck.
Good luck?
Luck is what you make of it, little one. Au revoir.
Oh. See you later.
They stare at the figure made of felt, fabric, and feathers. In his room, Clark unpacks a teddy bear wearing a gold fleur-de-lis. He unrolls a poster. Annette creeps in holding a football.
Think fast. Nice catch.
Clark retrieves the ball and chases her into the hall.
Good job. You broke the wall. What is that?
The built-in shelves and drawers are pushed out of place.
Let's push.
Cobwebs and leaves litter the steps that lead up.
Wow. Whoa.
Light pierces the slats in the wall in the attic. Their flashlights shine around the room. Find two pair of glowing eyes.
Ah! Wait, what?
It's a woman holding a cat.
See, it's just a painting. I know that. Yeah, right. Come on. Come on. This is too weird. We should be here. Hey, look at this. Here, hold it. Shine it. Yeah. Mandrake, snake root,
dragon's flesh.
You shouldn't be touching it. Be quiet. Hey, look at this book.
Be careful. It's just a book.
Still, be careful.
A fuzzy black spider is inside the book.
Let's get out of here. Don't be such a girl. Look at this. Hold the light up. It's all about how to do magic.
There's no such thing.
You sure about that?
I'm out of here.
Clark, wait. What if it did work? We can do anything we wanted.
Can I make you disappear?
I'm serious.
I'm very serious.
Think about it. We can do anything.
Can we make Mom and Dad stop arguing?
She turns, drops the book and her flashlight. It shines on the painting. At a three-story red brick school.
I saw your husband play for Louisiana. Heck of an arm.
About the kids?
Oh, the transcripts are fine.
All right.
I do have a question I'd like to ask you, though.
Yes.
Is Dan going to use a 3-4 offense this year? Because I think with a running back...
To be honest with you, I really don't follow football.
What do you follow?
Dance, theater, art.
Were you a dancer? I mean, you sure look like a dancer.
About 100 years ago in D.C., I was an art teacher.
Well, how'd you like to do that down here? I mean, our little heathens could sure use a dose of culture.
Are you offering me a job?
Oh, part-time to start. Say, once a week.
That sounds wonderful.
Good.
Thank you.
And thank you. So, young man, are you going out for football?
I guess so.
Attaboy.
I was thinking of trying that, too.
Pretty as a picture and a sense of humor. I think you folks are going to be real happy down here.
Sarah raises her brows. The kids exchange a glance. On a field, Clark wears a football uniform.
Oh!
A spiraling football hits him in the head.
It's Anderson's boy. Hard to believe.
Can you cut him?
No, I'll keep him. Maybe his dad will come to a few of the games.
Coach Barker?
Yeah, honey.
Mrs. Abel said I can't try out for the team.
Well, she's right, sweetie. You just don't have the right equipment.
I'll get whatever I need.
cleats, pads.
Honey, honey, that's not the kind of equipment I'm talking about. This is a boys' football team. I don't know if this is news to you, but you're not exactly a boy.
So?
So it gets pretty rough out there.
I'm not afraid.
Well, I am. If you want to try out for something, you go try out for that pom-pom squad. All right, ladies, let's line up.
Annette glares at the coach, her hands on her hips.
Well, honey, if those are the rules...
But why can't a girl play football?
Why would you even want to?
Because it's fun.
Fun?
A lot more fun than shaking a stupid pom-pom. And then you and Dad can come and see me play.
Get your butt moving, woman. We gonna be late.
Honey, I gotta go. Come on.
We really appreciate this, Mrs. Moynihan. It's fun for me.
The party's gonna be over by the time we get there, Mom.
Are you wearing that?
Girl, you know I look good.
I hope the kids won't be too much trouble.
Will you stop worrying and go have a good time together?
Come on, we're going to be late now.
All right, kids, bye. We'll be home early. Bye.
Bye.
Jen.
And not
again.
In the French Quarter. A man in a white pith helmet and shorts opens the door for Sarah. Arm in arm, Dan and Sarah enter a ballroom decorated with gold, black, and white balloons and pictures of men in football uniforms.
Hey, Dan the man!
That's me.
I'm the boy whose butt you're going to be looking at the next 6 months.
Otis T. Carruthers, man! I saw you play in Texas.
That's right. Hey, this is my wife, Kimberly. How you doing?
Oh, come here. You like a job?
I'm Sarah, Dan's wife. He doesn't see me that often, so sometimes he forgets I'm here.
Yeah, don't I know that story?
Ladies and gentlemen, as head coach, I just want to welcome you all to another exciting season with the Saints. General manager and I are very excited about some exciting new players that we've added to our roster this year. And I personally am particularly excited about our new quarterback, Dan Anderson.
Dan waves and wiggles his shoulders. Kimberly looks on. Sarah scowls.
Did you know Madame Campo?
Oh, indeed I did. She wanted me to be her protege, but I didn't have her mystical gifts.
Well, we found some of her stuff up in the attic.
Oh. Did you touch any of it?
No, we just looked at it.
Oh, don't you children ever, ever go up there again.
Why?
Oh, such power can be used for good, but in the hands of a novice, it can be very, very dangerous. You could find yourselves caught in a dimension more terrifying than your most horrifying nightmares. Jen.
Kimberly and Sarah sit at an empty table with their coffee. They stare across the room at the cluster of men. Dan is in the center.
How can we compete with that?
Sick.
It's sad if you ask me. He's a little boy at home that's so sweet that he rarely even sees. We're supposed to go miniature golfing tomorrow and he decided to be with the team instead.
On Sunday?
Yeah. They're going to go deep sea fishing. Can you believe it? I could just kill him.
Dan promised to take the kids to the zoo tomorrow.
You know what? Otis promises a lot of things that he doesn't deliver on either.
He hasn't spent the day with the kids since we've been down here.
Unbelievable.
The women glare. Dan and Otis wave. The glaring continues.
Ooh, ouch. What do we do this time?
At home, Fanny and the children watch TV.
Well, heck, I'll take a look at some next
week. Yeah, that's what you said last week.
Well, I got to bond with the team.
What about bonding with your kids,
it's
Dan?
Important. It's important. It's a part of the job.
Is that important?
Now, that's not fair.
No, you're not fair, and you're not much of a father.
When are you going to appreciate how hard I hustle for this family?
Is that what you're doing it for? Us?
Man, I don't understand
you. That's the problem, Dan. You never understood me. You don't have a clue about what I'm going through here.
Oh, I spoiled you.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. Okay. That's what I did. Yeah. You got it so easy, you don't even know.
Easy? How would you know? You don't walk in my shoes.
And you don't walk in mine.
The children look at one another. Fanny pats Clark's arm. Sarah and Dan sleep. In the attic, a male fashion doll in a camouflage uniform and a female doll in a gold and lavender gown sit in a silver bowl.
To help enemies to see the world from each other's eyes, to end hostility and create peace and harmony.
We shouldn't be here. Don't you want Mom and Dad to stay together?
You know I do.
Okay, then, don't be such a baby. Okay, hand me the dragon's blood.
He unstops a round glass bottle. She pours the thick red liquid into the empty silver bowl.
Okay, love powder.
She sprinkles white powder in the bowl. Annette removes the boots from the male doll. She takes the lavender high heels from the female doll. She places the boots on the female doll's feet. She jams the high heels onto the toes of the male doll. Clark glances at the glowing eyes on the painting.
Okay, here it goes.
Annette plunks the dolls into the bubbling liquid. The children watch. Clark leaves, his flashlight shining the way. Annette blows out the candles. She shines her flashlight on the dolls, then leaves. Lightning flashes. Blue jets of light spark from the bowl. In the bedroom, bare feet with painted toenails swing from the bed and walk to the bathroom.
Dan, are you okay?
Sarah's face is reflected in the mirror.
Dan? That's weird.
Dan looks under the covers.
Holy mother of...
Sarah! Oh!
What happened to us?
What are you doing to my body? This is a grizzly, right?
You're right.
This is a nightmare.
You're right.
What else could it be?
You're right.
It's just a nightmare. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. I'm awake now.
You're awake.
Okay. They stand in front of a long mirror.
Yeah? What?
Why are you crying?
You're getting a divorce. That's it, isn't it?
No. Mother and I are just having some problems.
Yeah.
Be a dear and get the door for Dad. Mom. Dad. Go and get the door. Go. Chew. Go. Go. Oh, no. I got a big TV interview right now, and that's them. Oh, no.
This way, please.
Thank you very much. Hey, hi there. Howard Krepke. Is your daddy home?
The children dart their eyes at one another.
You have an interview with Howard Kreppke?
No, you have an interview with Howard Kreppke.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Woman, listen, you gotta listen to me now.
This isn't happening. This is a nightmare.
You're right about that. This is a nightmare. I gotta wake myself up.
What are you doing? You're gonna hurt my face.
I'm trying to wake myself up.
Your folks are upstairs.
Yeah, they're just getting dressed.
Howard knits his brow.
We need help.
Yeah, why don't you call that dang shrink you made us go to last year? I'm sure he'd love to hear about this.
Well, that's a very good idea. You just call him up and say that one day I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I was you and you were me.
Oh, yeah, and he'd have us in some loony bin in no time at all.
Oh, my God, and they'll take away the kids.
Lock us up and throw away the key.
Oh, we can't tell a soul.
You got that right.
Oh!
Dan cuts himself shaving.
I think you should cancel that meeting with Howard Kreppke at once.
Oh, cancel? Kreppke, are you out of your mind? Oh, he's one of the biggest sports reporters in the country. I'm going to need his support.
Well, for what? Your playing days are over.
Look, Sarah, you don't understand. You got to play.
Are you out of your mind?
You don't have any choice.
What are you talking about?
We're broke.
Broke?
They're acting really strange.
Maybe we did it wrong.
Maybe we made it worse.
Maybe we should tell them what we did.
Maybe not.
So you let your brother-in-law invest our money?
Well, he said it was a sure thing. He said 10% returns.
How much do we have left?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's why we're living here in this rat trap, baby. It's all I could afford. I'm so sorry.
I guess I don't have a choice. I guess I'm just gonna have to play. You're gonna kill me?
Howard checks his watch. He looks at the children. They shrug.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Not you, Mom. Dad.
Yes?
Mr. Kreppke says he's in a hurry, Dad.
Well, tell him to hang on a minute.
Okay.
I look like a mess. What? Put on a skirt.
A skirt?
Well, at least put some makeup on.
No, makeup, that's where I draw the line.
I am not going on television looking like that.
Hey, Dan Man, are you up there?
Yeah?
Women wear skirts. I'll be right out, Howard. I'm just putting on some lipstick. I mean, my wife's just putting on some lipstick. Here. Still, it's a great deal. Here we go. Look how beautiful my little pumpkin is. Let him see you smile.
Dan and Sarah sit on the sofa. Howard consults with his TV crew. Sarah sits with her knees apart. Dan nudges her. Sarah moves and sits with her ankle on her knee. Dan pokes her. She crosses her legs. He holds out his hand. She spits her gum into it.
Dan, you're 38 years old and you've had a great career. Most would have retired by now, but instead you keep on playing. Why?
Well, to tell you the truth, Howard, I did something really stupid.
He really loves the game, Howard. Loves the challenge and would love to keep on playing for a few more years.
Give me your thoughts on the expanded use of the two-minute drill, the no-huddle offense.
The no-huddle offense?
Is that an offense you think will work well for the Saints?
Oh, the no-huddle offense.
You know, Dan and I were just jawing about that yesterday. It's the best way to keep the defense from bringing fresh players off the bench. Breaks up the rhythm. Makes them use up all the timeouts. Heck, I think it can be very, very effective.
I guess someone's been reading my playbook.
My goodness, Dan, she could almost take my place as a color commentator.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I believe we need to have more women in sports journalism. And I, for one, welcome them wholeheartedly into the locker room. Girl power.
Sarah glares. Clark slaps his cheek.
Good point.
I believe we need to have more women in sports journalism. And I, for one, welcome them wholeheartedly into the locker room. Girl power.
Girl. Female reporters in the locker room, give me a break.
Oh, they have just as much right to be in there as any man.
Dad, I didn't know you could knit.
Well, honey, you know, it's important for a man to know how to do all sorts of things. Now you make me miss a stitch.
In the bedroom, Dan files his toenails.
What the heck are you doing to my toes?
I'm trying to make them presentable. They look like bear claws.
Look, you ready to go over to this place?
I'm ready to go to bed.
Woman, you got camp in 3 days. Now, you got to know what you're doing or they eat you alive out there.
You know, I'm really starting to hate this.
Well, I hope you don't think this is any fun for me.
Oh, and the worst part about it is wherever I go, there you are. I look in the mirror, there you are. It's like we're almost stuck with each other. Oh.
All right. Mm-hmm. And on offense, we got what?
The center, two guards, the wide receiver, and
two tackles and a tight end.
This is ridiculous.
This ain't ridiculous. This is your job.
Dad, since when do you know how to make pancakes?
Since today.
Okay, how many running backs do you have?
I don't know, and frankly, I don't care.
Oh, come on, Muffin, don't put on me.
Oh, yeah. Muffin me.
Oh, honey. Wonder why Mom's dressed like that. Maybe it's the spell. Maybe it is working.
They are helping each other. They've never done that before.
Yeah, but they don't seem too happy about it.
Sarah, in a cowboy hat, drives Dan to the training camp.
Sick.
You feel sick.
No, I mean really sick.
Well, you know, it's all that fatty food you've been eating. Potato chips, pork rinds. My body is not used to that. You keep that up and my butt's going to be the size of a beanbag chair.
I'll tell you one thing. Sure was nice getting out of bed without my knees aching and my back throbbing.
You are a mess. How did you ever play like this?
Do what you got to do, darling.
Oh, speaking of doing things, you got to be in Miss Finicky's class at 9 o'clock a.m., room 202.
Piece of cake.
Just hold up the painting and read what I wrote on the back.
All right. Well, you better get a move on. All right.
Oh, could you do me a favor?
What?
Could you fix my hair and put some makeup on me because I look like a scuzz?
Good luck, Muffin.
Good luck, Muffin. Oh, boy. I'm gonna need more than luck.
Dan walks with small steps and pulls down the hem of his jacket. Dan opens a door marked locker room. Inside are men with towels wrapped around their waists and bare-chested men in football pants.
Anderson, how you doing? Corky Dowd.
Pleasure to meet you, Dork. Corky.
That is one weird dude.
Yeah. Anderson! Saw your wife talk with Kripke on the tube last night. She sure knows her football.
Well, Sarah's a very unusual woman.
What was that crack that you made about lady reporters in the locker room? You ain't serious, were you?
Oh, I most certainly was. I don't think we can break free from the constraints of this sexist society until women are granted the same opportunities as men.
You better get suited up. Hey, Roddy, I'll show you where you're locked. Same opportunities as men. Eat something else.
Sarah stops at a red light. A man in a black Mustang convertible pulls up and stops next to her. He raises his brows and purses his lips. She smacks her gum.
What are you looking at, hairball?
She curls her lip and looks away. His face falls. The coach opens a door marked equipment room.
How are you doing in here?
Changing.
Changing.
Well, I'm a little shy. Would you mind closing the door?
Thank you.
He turns away, muttering. Sarah, wearing a gray suit and two-toned cowboy shirt, opens the hatch on the SUV. She pulls out a black portfolio. The contents spill out into a puddle.
Can I help you?
Sorry, are you all right?
Yeah, fine.
The principal collects the pictures. The ink on the back runs.
Hey,
of us boys are going out after practice. You want to come?
Oh, I know.
Oh, come on.
Well, okay, let me call Sarah, see if she can find a sitter.
No, you don't understand. This is boys' night out, you know what I mean? Boys' night out.
Well, does your wife mind you having boys' night out?
Not sure she minds. She rags at me all the time. She's always ragging at me about something or other. That woman has a bad attitude.
Well, maybe she doesn't think that you love her.
Well, she knows how I feel.
Well, have you ever told her?
Well, I don't need to tell her.
Well, then how is she supposed to know?
I married her, didn't I?
That's not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough. Tonight, when you go home, I want you to sit her down, you take her hands, and you say the words.
Say the words.
Dan takes Otis's hand.
I love you.
In Clark's classroom.
wait a second, let me get my stuff together here. Right, okay. This is finger of a woman.
Isn't that figure of a woman?
Figure. Okay, if you say so. Next one here is, we'll get back to this one, okay? This next one here is one of my favorites. It's
woman in a cafe.
Woman? Really? You kidding me?
It's by Umberto Boccioni, a very talented artist.
If you ask me, I think Mr. Bocchisi needs a new pair of glasses.
Clark drops his head on his arms.
Okay, come on,
at camp.
Check out that.
Dan runs slowly, his hands waving.
Anderson sure has a peculiar kind of stride.
You have a master's in art history.
I do? Oh, yeah, I do.
You seem a little rusty with the post-impressionists.
Well, you know, I need to brush up on that post, stuff.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, here, let me get this.
Thank you.
I'm a bit of an aficionado when it comes to art.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
very nice. Who's this by?
Looks like Sarah Anderson.
You did this?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're very talented.
Oh, no kidding. That's nice of you.
Absolutely. I mean it. You know, I have a friend who has an art gallery over on Lee Street. I would love to show her some of your paintings. Or even you don't mind.
Oh, heck, why would I care?
You know, Mrs. Anderson, you're a very unusual woman.
You got no idea, buddy.
She slaps him on the back. At school.
What a wuss.
Why's that dweeb even on the team?
His dad's Dan the Man. Hey, Anderson!
A heavy-set boy throws a football at Clark, knocking him down. Annette approaches the boy.
What are you looking at?
A big, stupid jerk.
You're lucky you're not a guy.
Why? What would you do if I was?
I'd kick your butt from here to Biloxi.
Yeah? Let's see you try.
Don't hit girls.
Me neither, but in your case, I'll make an exception.
Missy, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the field.
Fine.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, show me some long pattern. On cue.
Annette marches down the field, fists clenched. A football floats over a receiver's head. Annette catches it.
Hey, let's get her!
And runs down the field. She gets a block from a player in red.
Come here!
Come on!
The coach trips. He looks up. Annette is in the end zone. She spikes the ball and dances. At home, Sarah unpacks bags of groceries. A carton of milk and bags of chips and snacks stick out. She opens and eats some. She drinks the milk from the carton.
Sarah! Oh, hi. I thought y'all might like some of these homegrown tomatoes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Boy, those children can sure pack it in.
Oh, cheese noodle?
Huh? No.
I better get that, okay? Thank you so much for bringing by them tomatoes. They're beautiful. I'll check you out later. I'll see you. All right. Yeah?
Sarah?
Sarah. This is Sarah. Who's this?
Well, who do you think it is?
Look, lady, I don't really have a clue.
Your mother.
Oh, right. Mom.
Sarah, are you all right?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm just peachy. How about you? How you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm retaining water below to beyond belief. And I still can't get rid of that rash I have on my...
How's Aunt Bernice?
Aunt Bernice?
Yeah,
she doing all right?
She's dead.
Dead? That can't be too good.
We all talked about this last week.
Yeah, I'm just right.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, darling, I got another call coming in.
Sarah!
I'll check you later. Hello?
Mrs. Anderson?
No, that's me, yeah.
It's Principal Whibley. Could you come down to the school? We have a little problem.
Dan lines up behind a player.
Strong right! Strong right!
He checks for the ball. He moves to the next player.
Jeff! Jeff!
Black 40, black 40, set. Right!
He drops the ball and shakes his hand.
Ooh, that's good. All right, set it up again. Let's go. Ooh, that's...
Hurry up! Come on, let's move it. Hurry up!
43.
Black 40, black 40, set. Right!
He backpedals and tries to get a grip on the ball. A linebacker and three linemen tackle him.
He ran right into me on purpose.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do. What in tarnation is wrong with you? Why are you yelling at me? Because you're acting like a freaking baby!
Well, I'm not playing.
Hey, Steph, do you want a fine?
I'm going home.
You are staying and you are playing! Anderson! Anderson! $5,000, do you hear me? $5,000!
In the car.
You ran all the way for a TD?
Nobody even touched me.
All right.
Mom, it's not fair. I'm better than half the guys out there.
So try out, darling.
But the coach doesn't want girls on the team. I told you that.
You did?
Yes.
How about I talk to the man?
What good's that gonna do?
Well, you never know till you try, darling.
But I thought you didn't want me to play.
Well, maybe I'll change my mind. And how about you, son? What you so happy about?
Football. I hate it. It's stupid. I wish I could just quit.
So who's stopping you?
If I quit, Dad'll think I'm a wimp.
What?
He already thinks I'm a dweeb.
I do not. And, neither does your dad.
So why doesn't he spend any time with me?
What do you mean? He spend time with you, don't he?
No, he never does.
Sarah grips the steering wheel with both hands and stares ahead. At camp, Dan sits on a bench with his bag, his hand to his head.
Dan!
Dad?
Wincing, he gets up.
Rough day? Put on your seat, Dan.
At home, a burned casserole sits on the table. The children pick at it.
Mom, what is this?
Macaroni and cheese.
How come it's so crunchy?
If you don't like it, don't eat it.
I can't do it.
Fine, I'll order pizza.
I'm talking about football. It's grueling, it's dirty, everyone keeps yelling at me. And they're so sweaty, I just can't do it.
Oh, sure you can. Don't cry. No, yes, you can.
The children exchange a look.
Yes, you can. Now, look,
now. No, I can't.
Wait a minute, now. If you put down the safety, I have to pay out my contract.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. I know you can. You just gotta believe in yourself a little bit. That's all.
Oh, will you please shut up? I can hardly move my body. How did you ever live like this?
She yawns in his face.
That is disgusting.
You just need to stretch out a little bit.
Are you okay?
I don't know what's the matter with me. I feel all hungover and I didn't have a beer or nothing last night.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, I was late, but
late.
I thought... Yeah, but I thought it was from the tension of the move.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I think you might be pregnant.
Her eyes widen. A man in a white coat puts on a latex glove. Sarah furrows her brow. and looks at him out of the corners of her eyes.
Gold 22.
Yeah, right, right.
Gold 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Set. Hot. Stay calm. Stay calm.
The doctor picks up a metal instrument. Sarah rolls her eyes.
I got it. I got it.
Dan backpedals.
I got it.
He is tackled.
Addison, you okay?
Skinny, a minute. Okay, let's huddle up.
The coach and the assistant coach exchange a glance.
Congratulations.
Oh, jeez.
You're 2 months along. I take it this wasn't planned.
Not hardly, buddy. I just thought I ate a bad clam.
You a drinker?
Well, heck, I have a beer now and then.
That's gonna have to end. No alcohol, no caffeine, no cigarettes. You have to take care of yourself. You're gonna be a mommy.
In the bathroom, Dan soaks in the tub.
Man, I don't know about this. No beer, no coffee.
Oh, I feel like every bone in my body is broken.
Oh, and forget more of the sickness. I'm sick all the time.
Try soda crackers.
Soda crackers?
Yeah, help settle the tummy.
Oh, you feel so weird, you know, just to know that there's this little person living inside of me.
Yeah, but isn't it also kind of wonderful?
Kind of. How about you? You know, how you feel about this? Me having this baby?
Well, that's something I'd like to see.
Oh, you.
Hey, no fair. Where'd you go?
A baby? Are you sure? Really? How'd that happen? I mean, I know how it happened. You told us how. We took a class on how. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's, too soon to tell.
This is too weird.
Way too weird.
Hey, Dan.
Red hot.
Coach wants to see you.
Oh, okay.
Dan, I guess it's not news to you that I'm very disappointed in your performance. Well, lately you've been getting a little better, but you're nowhere near the level you should be playing at. I don't know what's going on with you. Hey, tell you the truth, I don't care. I'll tell you what I do care about. You ain't giving us diddly squat. You don't know the plays. You ain't in the shape that you should be. And your mind. Your mind just ain't right.
Coach Beasley, may I interject?
No, you may not interject. I don't want excuses. I want results. And if I don't get them at the exhibition game this Sunday with the Niners, I'm going to give you your walking papers. Is that clear?
Yes, Coach.
Mrs. Anderson, females aren't equipped to play football. Not physically, not mentally, not emotionally. It's a question of grit.
So you're saying no woman would ever be able to throw a football farther or more accurately than, say, someone like you?
No way. Sweetie, I was a starting quarterback for the Florida Gators. If I hadn't torn my rotator cuff out, I would have gone pro, just like your old man.
Okay, buddy, you want to make a little deal?
What kind of deal?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I can throw the football farther and better than you can. And if I'm right, which I'm sure I am, you gotta let a net play on your little team here, darling. I know what I'm doing.
Mrs. Anderson, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
See that dummy out there?
Yeah.
Think you can hit it?
Maybe.
All right.
Mom.
Mrs. Anderson, this is stupid.
Whoa. All right, Mom!
Deal! You see, it's not what's here, Coach. It's what's here.
Come on, Coach. Show her. Do it, Coach. Come on, show her.
Shoot. She wants to play, let her play. She gets hit, it's on your head.
You gonna let a girl play?
Why not? Most of the rest you play like girls. Line up, let's do the rap! Let's go, let's do it! Let's go.
Clark smiles. Sarah and Annette bump their fists. Sarah and Dan practice on an empty field.
All right, now say hi.
Hi.
All right. Concentrate. Find a spot. Come on.
There is no way I'm going to be ready by Sunday.
Oh, if you can't do something perfect, you don't want to do it at all, do you, Muffin?
Oh, that is not true.
No, heck, it is too true. You know those pictures you paint? That Principal Whipley guy said that was pretty good.
You showed my paintings to Principal Whipley?
Yeah, he said that...
I don't care what he said. They're not finished. They're not ready to be seen.
But he said that...
They're not good enough.
And so afraid of not being good enough, you don't even give yourself a chance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I owe me a pass.
I can't.
Well, not with that attitude. Well, there's the start. Come on, let's get to work.
Okay.
He throws. It slips out of his hand. He throws again. It drops a few feet away. Sarah catches one. Sarah catches another and pumps her arm. She catches a third.
Man, that was great!
Couldn't tell.
All right. See what I'm talking about? Yeah.
They hug each other, pull away, and high five. In the bedroom. Dan reclines on the bed. He winks at Sarah.
What?
He pats the bed.
What? What?
Hey, there, baby.
What the heck are you doing?
I feel closer to you now than I have in years. I feel like we're really starting to communicate.
Don't you even think about it.
Baby.
Jeez. I'm pregnant.
So?
So? I can't kiss you because you're me and I'm... just not attracted to myself, okay? So get over it.
Yeah, but aren't you a little bit curious?
No. I got a headache, and you got a big game tomorrow anyway.
He frowns.
You're gonna do fine. You just need to have a little faith in yourself, that's all.
She places her left hand on his and pats it. At the stadium, the receiver runs downfield. Dan backpedals, then steps into the pocket and throws the ball. It spirals downfield. The ball hits the receiver's hands and falls. Coach throws his clipboard and kicks the drink cooler. Clark and Annette shake their heads. In the huddle.
I wish I could take this darn thing off when I...
Oh, my... Are you all right? He gave you quite a bump.
I'm fine.
All right. Good. Now, what do you boys feel like doing? Because I was thinking we could do a sweep. Or maybe we could do that button loop. We could try a corner pattern. So, what do you think?
You mean a post pattern?
Yeah, right. Post pattern. Right, so what do you think?
You're the boss.
Right, I am. Yes, I am. So I say that we do the post pattern. You know what? Maybe we should do the sweep. Do you think we should do the sweep? I think so. What do you guys think?
I think we're about just out of time.
Galea game, New Orleans, 5 yards.
Well, that can't be fair, can it? I mean, I'm just talking to my teammates.
What is going on? Anderson, what are you doing out there?
What's he doing out there?
What? What is he doing, Anderson? What are you doing out there?
Second down and 15 for the New Orleans Saints.
Dan throws. The receiver tips the ball to a defender. The defender takes it in for a touchdown.
I never saw you so into a game before.
Yeah, I thought you hated football.
The heck gave you that idea?
You don't hate it?
Of
course not. It's what my husband does. Why would I hate it?
Because during the season, he's never home. He's at meetings or at practice.
Or at some sports banquet.
Yeah, or, you know, he's getting his ego inflated like a big old hot air balloon.
Now, don't you gals think you're being a little hard on these guys? They're under a lot of pressure. Besides, they were football players when you married them.
That's the end of the first half.
Wagner! What is wrong with you? Get out of my way, you butterfingers, you! What's the matter? You're a freaking embarrassment. Come on back there. Give me this. An embarrassment!
Dan removes his helmet and looks up into the stands. He shakes his head. Sarah mouths, "You can do it. Keep your chin up."
Addison! What are you doing out there? Nothing! If you don't turn things around, your career is over! Over! You couldn't have embarrassed yourselves anymore out there if you were wearing ladies' underwear! What are you doing out there? You got the leadership qualities of a dirt clod! And you, they intimidated bejeebus out of you! You are useless to me, useless! And talk about useless! What are you good for, Wagner? Huh? Do you enjoy being a useless screw-up out there?
Coach.
What? Don't you talk back to
no,
me. Don't you back-talk me! And what are you looking at?
A really big jerk.
Excuse me.
Well, there's no wonder this team has the worst record in the league. These guys are out there playing their hearts out for you, and what do? You treat them like doo-doo.
Doo-doo?
Yes, that's exactly how they're playing.
Anderson, you are on very thin ice.
Well, for what? Telling the truth?
You just earned yourself a $5,000 fine.
If this team is ever going to win a game, we've got to pull together. We've got to show each other respect. Nurture one another.
Nurture one another?
Yes, like Morton here. A very talented running back.
A wide receiver.
That's right, communication. Making him feel any worse than he already does isn't going to prove anything. The only time we hear from you is when we make a mistake. Have you ever once offered a word of kindness, encouragement? No. When my kids do a good job, I give them a gold star on a little chart right next to their name. Lets them know that I care, that I respect what they're doing, and in turn, they respect themselves. So what we have to do is go out there as a team, helping each other, standing together in love, compassion, and understanding. So come on, guys, let's run with the wolves.
Let's do it!
Yeah. On the field.
Positive thoughts, people. Black 2686Z streak on 2. Ready? Great!
Dan throws. Wagner catches it. He spins off one defender, leaps over another. He runs and straight arms a third. He skips into the end zone. The coach stares, open mouth. Sarah and Kimberly slap high five. Dan pounds Wagner on the arm.
You ran with those wolves.
Wagner!
Looks like you did a gold star.
Thanks, coach.
What are you smiling at?
In the locker room.
An amazing performance, Dan. That was quite a comeback.
Well, that's quite a team we have, right, Morton?
Dan's the man. Now, what turned the game around? A change in strategy?
Well, actually, it was a change in attitude. We encouraged, we supported, we nurtured with affection, tenderness, and understanding.
Yeah, right. Well, this has been Howard Kroepke with Dan Anderson in the locker room of the newly victorious New Orleans Saints.
Man, you really tore it up out there. Yeah!
I had no idea that leading a team, winning a game, would feel so incredible.
You're a natural born leader, baby.
They embrace.
And you know, I couldn't have done it without you.
Dan leans towards Sarah.
Mm.
She turns away.
I was invited to a victory party. I wondered if you want to go with me.
Nah, I can't. I gotta help Annette with that science project he's working on.
You know, I think I'll stay home, too.
No. The team will be disappointed if you don't show.
But I wouldn't feel comfortable going by myself.
Unless you got the guys all revved up. You don't want to let them down now. It'll be fine. Here, go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
She slaps him on the backside. In the French Quarter. Dan enters the ballroom.
I want to make a toast. I mean, to the best freaking quarterback in the whole freaking league.
Toast.
Dan the Man Andy.
Yeah! Okay. Almost finished.
At home.
I'm really glad you and Dad are getting along a lot better.
Yeah, me too, darling.
I wasn't sure you still loved each other.
We always loved each other. Just wasn't too sure we liked each other.
Do you think Dad likes me?
Of course he does. He loves you. Why would you even ask such a thing?
Because sometimes he doesn't notice I'm even around.
Is that why you want to play football?
No. Well, maybe. A little. I mean, I like to play. I'm good at it. And, you know, I was just wondering if he came to a couple of games and I did okay.
He might notice you.
Maybe. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Noodles.
You're such a jerk.
What did I do now?
Nothing. That's the problem.
Otis watches Kimberly walk away. She drops into a chair.
Did somebody steal your puppy?
She's mad at me again, man.
Well, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Did you ever say the words?
Say what words?
I love you.
I tried to. It's just, I don't know, it's just not me. Isn't there something else I can do?
Well, you could ask her to dance.
I hate to dance.
Dan glares. Otis shrugs. He taps Kimberly and motions to the dance floor. She tilts her head, then smiles. He takes her hands. Dan smiles. Otis dances vigorously.
All right. See you in the morning, buddy.
Mom?
Oh, yeah?
Nothing.
You really don't like it, do you?
What?
Football. So why do you play?
Because of Dad. Because it's all he cares about.
Oh, that's not all he cares about.
Then why is he always gone? If I didn't play football, he'd have no reason at all to talk to me.
Your dad loves hanging out with you.
You're just sticking up for him like you always do. But I know he thinks I'm a geek.
He does not. And your dad would never want you to do something that you hated.
You think so?
I know so. Heck, he doesn't care what you do. Shoot, you could play basketball, baseball, track.
Tap dancing?
Tap dancing?
Yeah, but if I told Dad I wanted to tap dance, he'd really think I was a wuss.
Look at me, son. Your dad's gonna be proud of you no matter what you do. And he's sorry he hasn't been there for you. But that's gonna change. I promise you. Okay? All right. Good night. See you later.
In the hall, Dan puts his finger to his lips. Sarah steps out and closes the door.
Tap dancing.
She moves her head back and forth. Dan smiles. The ball is kicked in the kitchen. Sarah puts her hands on her belly. Smoke pours from the oven. She runs, pulls out the flaming dish, and puts it in the sink. She blows out the flames. At the game. Dan throws a pass to Wagner. He completes it and lands in the end zone. On the sidelines, the coaches cheer. In the locker room, Coach Beasley puts a gold star next to Wagner's name on the Saints merit board. Yes, I want to be in that number. Sarah, with a larger belly, takes another burned casserole out of the oven.
Go right, 927, extra gone too ready.
Yeah. Wagner runs for a touchdown. He lost the ball into the stands. Sarah, smiling broadly, removes a macaroni and cheese casserole from the oven. She puts it on a table set with folded napkins in the glasses and lit candles. Coach Beasley adds another star to Wagner's long line. He pats the star and grins. Sarah collects the paper from the porch. The sports page headline reads, Saints win seven straight. On the field. Dan throws. And throws again. Wagner leaps and pulls one in. He catches another. He grabs one at waist level and backs into the end zone. In the stands, Kimberly, Sarah, and the children wave pennants and foam fingers.
The Saints are just one game away. If they can beat one more team, if they can defeat the Redskins, they will be in the Super Bowl.
Sarah waddles to the porch. The headline reads, One Game Away from the Super Bowl. In the kitchen, Dan flips pancakes.
Good news. Check it out. Front page. Oh, front page. Oh, my goodness.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you don't seem very excited.
Well, I am. It's just, I don't know.
Why?
All my life, everything's been focused into that one direction.
The Super Bowl? You jealous?
Disappointed.
That you won't be playing?
No, it's not that. It's just, I spent my whole life chasing something that right now doesn't seem that important. What's important is us as a family. I'm sorry, Muffin. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you and the kids.
You're there for me now, and I couldn't have taken this team this far without you.
Yeah, right, you just saying that.
What? You helped me find my self-confidence. You showed me how to believe in myself.
Speaking of that Principal Wibbly guy called. He's got a friend with art gallery.
What?
Yeah, she wants to give you one of the Marshalls.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she thinks you're real good. Sorry. Oh, no, it's the baby just kicked.
Feeling of closeness, being close to another human being.
It's made me appreciate stuff I never even noticed before.
Dad?
Hi, Noodles.
I think we better tell him.
Tell us what?
Clark, your mother asked you a question.
Guys, we're fighting all the time, and we thought you were gonna get a divorce. And then we found some old magic stuff up in the attic.
You what?
Aunt Fanny told her not to touch it.
Oh, man, you two did this to us.
I just wanted you to be happy together, like you used to be. I'm sorry.
Dan, it is not their fault. They were just trying to make things better.
Yeah, but what do we do about it now?
But we need help.
From who? What are we going to do? Look in the yellow pages under witches? Oh, the camp town ladies sing a song.
Dan takes the fabric figure in the attic.
You have
have tapped supernatural forces of uncontrollable power. To undo what you have done may not be humanly possible.
Great.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, honey. Everything's gonna be okay, right?
We shall see.
Fanny ignites the rim of the silver bowl.
Souls together, souls apart, blood and bones and muscles and heart. Fetch them back from where they roam. Bring them together. Fetch them home.
The wind extinguishes the candles. Fanny relights one.
Did it work?
So we stuck like this?
Transmigrated souls will ne'er return till man and woman both can learn to hear and see and feel as one. If this come to pass, then it shall be done.
What? What is it?
But if an infant child is hatched before the souls and bodies are matched, then they can never be as they were. She will stay him, and he will stay her.
What does that mean?
You have the baby, the process will be complete. Your souls will be trapped.
Forever?
No, just till the day you die.
Oh.
They stare at Fanny. In Clark's room.
Well, maybe it's okay. I mean, they're not who they used to be, but they seem to be getting along a lot better.
They do, don't they?
On TV.
You seem very confident.
I coached Anderson for 4 years. I know what he can do, and I know what he is.
And what's that?
A loser.
Well, he did get the Saints into the playoffs.
He's had a little luck, then it's about to run out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Coach Kill...
I wish it were you out there tomorrow.
What are you talking about? I am going to be out there tomorrow. We're doing this together.
You know, I always thought you had it made playing some silly game. But I did not realize the pressure you were under. Why didn't you tell me?
Because, I don't know. I guess I was afraid that you might think that I was weak.
Weak? I just wanted you to talk to me.
Yeah, I know that now. I also know that you're the reason behind all my success. You took such good care of the family that just made it look easy, and I guess I just didn't appreciate you.
Did you know that you're my hero? I love you more now than I think I ever have.
I love you too, Muffin.
They kiss, his hand behind her head. Blue jets of light flare from their lips. From her porch, Fanny sees the blue light in their bedroom window. Clark wakes. Toys, books, and CDs fall from the vibrating bookcases. He jumps out of bed and joins Annette in the hall. They hold each other. Slowly, they approach their parents' room. Blue light escapes from around the closed door. Fanny smiles up at the window. The children stand wide-eyed in the hall. The light shrinks to a halo around Sarah and Dan's lips. They break away.
Mom?
Hi, baby.
Oh, man, we did it! We're back!
I want to pregnant.
What did you do? How did you...
Just kissed.
Clark rolls his eyes.
Transmigrated souls can ne'er return till man and woman both can learn to hear and see and feel as one. If this come to pass, it shall be done.
Shall be done.
Yeah.
Now, if you need to go along, call the Z Streak. It's a little risky, but if the clock's running down...
Z Streak, I got it.
All right, you're going to do fine, sweetie.
Yeah, well, I only know the plays on paper. I don't know any of the players at all.
Well, I do, and I'll be there. If you need help, just come to me, okay? We'll make Coach Pervino sorry he ever cut you.
Mm-hmm. Dad?
Yes, baby.
He's toast.
All right. Give me five, little man.
Uh-uh.
All right, now.
All right, go get him.
Mom, are you okay?
Should I get that?
No, 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 honey. It's fine. He just kicked. I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Superdome. And today's NFC Championship game between the Washington Redskins and your New Orleans Saints. And now, left-back quarterback Dan Anderson. Here are the New Orleans
in the stands.
Say this, but I can't believe how happy I am to have my own thighs back.
Mom, are you okay?
Oh, baby, I'm fine. It's just probably false labor.
Dan waves up at the family. Otis joins him. Kimberly waves.
I love you! I love you!
Sarah mouths, I love you. Kimberly blows Otis a kiss.
Hey, Dad!
Coach Pervino.
Smell that?
What?
Smells like ooh!
So sweet.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
My water just broke.
Mom?
I'm fine, sweetie. Your little baby brother's just in a little bit of a hurry to get here, that's all.
Honey, do you want me to call security?
Oh, actually, all I need is a ride to the hospital.
Well, I'll take you.
Okay, good. Let's go.
I want to go. Me too.
No, Clark, I need you to stay here. Tell your daddy what's going on, but wait till halftime, okay? Tell him I'm doing fine, but tell him to finish the game. It's as much as my game as it is his. Can you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay, good, good, good. Can you keep an eye on
him? Of course. Don't worry, anybody will get you there. Move out of the way. Heads up, please, boo. Pregnant lady coming for him.
Clark, come with us. She's gone.
Pregnant lady coming in the room. Please, Clark, stand up.
In the huddle.
Time is a waste, my man. So what's the plan?
Red left, 679, X flag on two, ready, bang!
Who, me?
Are you my wide receiver?
Oh, man, I'm wide receiver.
And I'm your tight end.
Dan, you okay, man?
Delay of game. Shoot. Offense, ball in the 35.
What's he doing out there? What's he doing out there?
The SUV leaves the stadium parking lot.
Be there before you know it.
He threw that interception right into Johnson's arms. It's like he forgot his own pass back.
Oh, no. Mom, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
Okay? He just threw an interception.
On the bench.
What are you looking at?
You seem
kind of different.
Yeah, well, if you'd have been where you were supposed to be, the interception never would have happened.
In the hospital.
I need a
Demerol.
No, I need
an epidural.
No.
What do you mean?
No, I need a TV, and I need it now.
You're acting like a jerk.
Because this team is falling apart.
Because you're acting like a jerk.
Look, we're all under a lot of pressure here. I mean, maybe we just...
Delay of game. Offense. 5 yards.
Coach Pervino smirks.
There seems to be a lot of confusion in the Saints' defense.
Oh, no!
Another contraction?
Another touchdown!
And the result is 6 more points.
And as the first half ends, it's Washington 28, New Orleans 3. The Saints are offering almost no resistance to the Redskins. Dan Anderson is having, without a doubt, the worst day of his career.
I am trying to be understanding about this. I'm trying not to let my anger get the better of me. I want to be gentle, nurturing, and sympathetic. But what in tarnation are you dimwits doing out there?
Sir?
What?
There's someone here to see Anderson.
Who?
His son.
His son? Well, we're a little bit busy in here, Ryan. Are you telling me he's going to have to wait? Oh,
wait a minute. Clark spent more than half his life waiting on me. He's not waiting one more second. Where is he?
This way's closest. Ooh.
Ooh. Sure, why not? I mean, what do we need Anderson for? He's only the freaking quarterback!
Hey, what's going on?
Mom went to the hospital.
What?
She's having a baby.
Well, hey, buddy, come on, let's go.
No, she says she wants you to stay and play the game.
Oh, no, I'm not going to let her down, not this time.
Then finish the game. She said it's hers as much as yours. She got him here, and now she wants you to take them all away.
Well, I'm trying to. I'm yelling, I'm pushing, I'm trying to get their butts in gear.
You're yelling at them?
Yeah, I'm trying to light a fire under them.
Mom wouldn't yell at them.
Oh, yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
What would she do?
Make them feel like they're doing a good job.
But they're not. They're blowing it.
Not on purpose.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Apologize.
To who?
The whole team. Say you're sorry.
Yeah, well, if I do that, they're really going to think I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you know what you're doing?
No.
Then cop to it. Tell them the truth. That's what Mom would do.
I don't know what else to tell you guys. We win this one and we're in a Super Bowl. You guys owe it to yourselves not to look like a bunch of bozos out there.
The only bozo out there was me. You guys were great, and I just wanted to apologize. I guess the pressure finally got to me, and I knew I was screwing up, but instead of blaming myself, I blamed you all. And all y'all deserve is praise. I especially want to apologize to Morton Wagner. You made me look like I knew what I was doing out there all season long. Here's your real MVP.
All right, fellas, time to do it. Let's go.
Well, you heard the man. Time to kick some DC patootie.
Let's get it.
Hey, kiddo, how's your dad?
Everything's fine. Everything's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want something to eat?
Sure.
Dan throws one up. Wagner catches it in the end zone. Dan fakes to the halfback, then tosses a short one to the tailback.
Push, Sarah, push!
Dan dives over the line and scores. Scoreboard reads Redskins 28, Saints 24.
With 10 seconds left and Saints trailing by 4, it looks like Coach Beasley's sending in Morton Wagner with the last play.
Okay, Coach says play safe. Run the dive.
All right, black left, 686Z, streak!
But Coach wants the dive.
Well, he ain't gonna care if we make the play.
What if we don't make the play?
Well, then he'll care. On three, ready, break!
Break!
Well, this is it. Everything on the line. One more time for the whole enchilada.
Sarah bites the nurse's shirt. Clark stares. Coach Beasley prays. Block pounce down. Dan dodges a lineman. He throws him a long pass. With no time remaining, Wagner leaps behind three defenders and catches it in the end zone. The scoreboard reads Redskins 28, Saints 30. Coach Perino punts a chair. Wagner holds the ball aloft. The coaches hug and twirl. The team gathers and picks Wagner up. Coach Perino scowls. Dan blows him a kiss. The team puts Dan on their shoulders. They parade the two men to the center of the field.
Here he is.
I don't have to tell you anything from the looks of that field out there. You know they're on the way to the Super Bowl.
Sarah and Annette admire the baby. Dan is on TV being carried by his teammates.
There's your daddy. Someone you can be very proud of.
In the locker room.
Here we are! Here we are with Dan, the man himself. You got a word for the fans?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of in a hurry right now.
Oh, Dan, scrambling on.
Hey, buddy! All right, Dan!
Come here, man.
Dan hugs Clark and they spin around at the hospital.
Look at that baby. Mm-hmm. That baby, he's saying, where's my football?
You want to pick him up?
No, I do.
Be careful.
All right. I got you, man.
Watch his hand. Watch his hand.
I do this for a living. This is baby. Yeah, don't you worry, little man, because Big Papa's here.
Things are going pretty well now. My parents still argue once in a while, but you can see they really care about each other.
Yeah. Aww.
I'm spending a lot more time with my dad, which is cool.
They play with a frisbee.
He's in it! Yes!
Annette was voted Pee Wee League MVP.
Congratulations.
Annette holds the trophy.
Though she seems to be losing interest in sports, at least ones that require a team.
The heavyset kid shakes her hand.
Mom had a big art opening that went really great. And I'm pretty hopeful that with a little practice, I just might be the Gregory Hines of my generation.
Clark practices on a floor of white squares set with small black diamonds.
You know what it
means. In the next room, on a parquet floor, Sarah and Dan dance.
And miss it each night.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Now you want to leave?
I don't know. Why don't we take turns?
The feeling's getting strong.
He twirls her and they dance through the living room.
I stay away. It's the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi.
He spins her into an embrace.
To spring.